This is the ESB Level 2 Certificate in ESOL, Examination C1. Section 1, Listening. I am going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1, Section A. Listening Part 1, Section A. You will hear John MacDonald, a radio presenter, and Clive Hoffman, a university professor, talking about language learning. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear Section A twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section A. Part 1, Section A.
Good evening and welcome to this episode of Society. I'm John MacDonald and I'm here with our first guest, Clive Hoffman, Professor of Linguistics at Barwood University, to talk about his cutting-edge research into language learning. Good evening, Clive, and welcome to our show. Hello, and thank you for inviting me here tonight. Good to have you, Clive. You've just published a very interesting piece of research about the ability of certain people to learn a huge number of languages. May I ask you why you decided to venture into this field? Are you a polyglot yourself? Well, I wish I were. Unfortunately, I'm the exact opposite, as I've always been completely hopeless at learning foreign languages. I'm really fascinated by people who seem to acquire a new language with no apparent effort, so I wanted to discover the secret behind it. Well, I'm sure we're all very curious. Have you managed to find the secret recipe for language learning? I'm afraid no such formula exists, but I've discovered something very interesting about the benefits of acquiring new languages, which certainly compensate for the mental effort required. I guess you're not just talking about the obvious benefits of better employment prospects or being able to order a coffee when you go abroad, am I right? Of course, what you've just mentioned is important, but I was referring to something even more significant, very much related to mental health. In fact, as many studies have already proven, language learning is the best exercise for our brains. Being multilingual can actually improve attention span and memory, and this can delay the onset of degenerative brain diseases such as dementia. Looking at the experiences of immigrants, I found that speaking two languages delays dementia diagnosis by 5 years. Those who know three languages are diagnosed 6.5 years later than monolinguals, while those fluent in four or more languages enjoy an extra 9 years of good mental health. This is an amazing discovery. I wonder why language schools don't use it to advertise their courses. Unfortunately, I guess we're too old to start this type of brain exercise. Not at all. I know for a long time we've believed that only young learners are able to reach native speaker fluency or can memorize new vocabulary easily. But this theory has been proved wrong. It's now clear that it's possible to become fluent in a foreign language even in later life. And indeed, the majority of polyglots I interviewed during my research learned most of the languages they know as adults. This is very encouraging. It means I still have some hope left. Absolutely. We shouldn't give up. Clive, I've one last question for you. In your research, you write about polyglots and hyperglots. Can you explain the difference in meaning to the listeners? Well, as you know, a polyglot is someone who can speak several languages, and the term hyperglot is a newly invented word to describe polyglots who can speak more than 10 languages, a sort of super polyglot. More than 10 languages! This certainly sounds like an impossible achievement to me. But to prove that such people really exist, our next guest is Karen Spencer, a hyperglot. Many thanks to Clive. You've certainly given us something to think about. And now we're going to move on.
Now listen again.
Good evening and welcome to this episode of Society. I'm John MacDonald and I'm here with our first guest, Clive Hoffman, Professor of Linguistics at Barwood University, to talk about his cutting-edge research into language learning. Good evening, Clive, and welcome to our show. Hello, and thank you for inviting me here tonight. Good to have you, Clive. You've just published a very interesting piece of research about the ability of certain people to learn a huge number of languages. May I ask you why you decided to venture into this field? Are you a polyglot yourself? Well, I wish I were. Unfortunately, I'm the exact opposite, as I've always been completely hopeless at learning foreign languages. I'm really fascinated by people who seem to acquire a new language with no apparent effort. So I wanted to discover the secret behind it. Well, I'm sure we're all very curious. Have you managed to find the secret recipe for language learning? I'm afraid no such formula exists, but I've discovered something very interesting about the benefits of acquiring new languages, which certainly compensate for the mental effort required. I guess you're not just talking about the obvious benefits of better employment prospects or being able to order a coffee when you go abroad, am I right? Of course, what you've just mentioned is important, but I was referring to something even more significant, very much related to mental health. In fact, as many studies have already proven, language learning is the best exercise for our brains. Being multilingual can actually improve attention span and memory, and this can delay the onset of degenerative brain diseases such as dementia. Looking at the experiences of immigrants, I found that speaking two languages delays dementia diagnosis by 5 years. Those who know three languages are diagnosed 6.5 years later than monolinguals, while those fluent in four or more languages enjoy an extra 9 years of good mental health. This is an amazing discovery. I wonder why language schools don't use it to advertise their courses. Unfortunately, I guess we're too old to start this type of brain exercise. Not at all. I know for a long time we've believed that only young learners are able to reach native speaker fluency or can memorize new vocabulary easily. But this theory has been proved wrong. It's now clear that it's possible to become fluent in a foreign language even in later life. And indeed, the majority of polyglots I interviewed during my research learned most of the languages they know as adults. This is very encouraging. It means I still have some hope left. Absolutely. We shouldn't give up. Clive, I've one last question for you. In your research, you write about polyglots and hyperglots. Can you explain the difference in meaning to the listeners? Well, as you know, a polyglot is someone who can speak several languages, and the term hyperglot is a newly invented word to describe polyglots who can speak more than 10 languages, a sort of super polyglot. More than 10 languages! This certainly sounds like an impossible achievement to me. But to prove that such people really exist, our next guest is Karen Spencer, a hyperglot. Many thanks to Clive. You've certainly given us something to think about. And now we're going to move on.
That is the end of Part 1, Section A of the listening test. Now turn to Part 1, Section B.